I've been trying to get Lonzo Ball on my New Orleans Pelicans all week now, but we're finally going to get into it today. This offseason is critical for the New Orleans Pelicans. The most important offseason in the history of the franchise. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the Pelicans. As you guys know, I am diehard of all things New Orleans. For years, it was painful to be a Saints fan. The first 20 or so years of my life, the Saints just couldn't get it together. One coaching hire changed the perception of the franchise. One great decision. Consequently, the Saints have been one of the premier teams in the NFL the last 15 years. Free agents in the NFL want to be in New Orleans. I can't say the same thing about my Pelicans. The damn Pelicans, they are one of the luckiest and most frustrating teams in the NBA. It's not like they've never had talent. The problem is, and always has been, they don't know what to do with their talent. They don't know how to build a championship contender. Just think of all the great players that have come through New Orleans. Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday. Even role players, David West, Eric Gordon, Baron Davis, Trevor Ariza, Julius Randle. You know what all of those guys have in common? Every one of them left New Orleans to experience the highlight of their careers. It's about to happen again. We talked about Aaron Rodgers earlier this week. Why is he disgruntled in Green Bay? Because the Packers haven't been listening to him. They haven't been proactive in getting him the help that he needs to win a Super Bowl. When you're the general manager and you have elite talent, your top priority should be keeping them happy. And part of doing that is signing and retaining players they tell you they want to play with. What has Zion Williamson been saying for months? I want to play with Lonzo Ball. This should be simple for David Griffin. This should be an easy decision. Since the Anthony Davis trade, David Griffin has done nothing in New Orleans but make things worse. I mean, damn! You couldn't have asked for a better situation as a new general manager. You come into the organization with the franchise player wanting out. You're looking at 5, 6, 7 years of a rebuild, if not longer. The Orlando Magic, they lost Dwight Howard 10 years ago. They still haven't been able to rebuild. David Griffin lucked into the number one pick in the draft, acquired 3 excellent role players from the Lakers in the AD trade, 2 of which could be superstars in the NBA, Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. When you're losing a top 5 player like Anthony Davis, you couldn't have asked for a better situation. You couldn't have scripted this better if you're David Griffin. Yet here we are, on the precipice of David Griffin tanking this franchise for years. Hiring Stan Van Gundy last year was a mistake. David Griffin fixed that problem. And I think hiring Willie Green, I think that's a good coaching hire. Finding a good head coach was near the top of the priority list this offseason, but number one on the priority list this offseason was re-signing Lonzo Ball. And it seems to me that David Griffin couldn't care less about getting that done. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Lonzo Ball is about to be added to that list of players who develops his skills in New Orleans and plays his prime years of his NBA career elsewhere. If he hits free agency, he's not going to have a problem signing with a championship contender. Hell, it's rumored that the Lakers are interested in bringing him back. If Lonzo Ball pairs up with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the Lakers are the favorites to win the championship next season. Point guards have never been more important in the NBA than they are today. This is a guard-driven league. Point guards are as important as quarterbacks are in the NFL. Just look at the top players in the league and what most of them have in common. LeBron, Trae Young, Kyrie, Kawhi, Luka, Dame. What do they all have in common? They can create shots for everyone on the floor. Why are the Phoenix Suns so effective? They have 2 great guards. Why did the Sixers struggle in the playoffs? They had a point guard in Ben Simmons who not only can't make shots, He's afraid to take shots. Lonzo Ball is the most important player in New Orleans. Now notice, I didn't say he was the best player. I said he's the most important player. I say that because Lonzo Ball is the glue that will keep this team together. If the Pelicans don't re-sign him, you can wave goodbye to Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. There are already whispers that Zion wants out of New Orleans. His family is pushing him to ask for a trade. You know why? And who the hell can blame him? But you know why? Zion Williamson is losing faith in management. It's the same thing that happened with Tom Brady in New England, happening now with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. The Pelicans, hell, they should be familiar with this. They've had it happen to them repeatedly with superstar players wanting out. This damn organization seems to never learn from their mistakes. They fire Monty Williams after he takes them to the playoffs twice in 5 years. The 5 years that he was in New Orleans, he was constantly having to readjust and shuffle the starting lineup because everyone was hurt. And he was still getting the Pelicans to the playoffs. But that wasn't good enough. Now, he's coaching in the NBA Finals. According to The Athletic and multiple other sources, the point of contention right now between Lonzo Ball and the Pelicans is money. Full details of the negotiations haven't been confirmed, but rumors are Lonzo Ball wants $100 million over 4 or 5 years. That's what he could be offered from other teams in free agency. The Pelicans have the right to match that contract. Lonzo Ball wants $20, $25 million a year. Now that sounds reasonable to me. I know you got to re-sign Josh Hart. You're going to have to pay Zion Williamson another year or two if you can keep him around. But none of that is happening if you don't retain Lonzo Ball. Now, I like Josh Hart. He's a good role player, but he's expendable. The NBA is loaded with Josh Harts. What the NBA is not loaded with is elite point guards. Now, Lonzo Ball's not in that category yet, but the potential is there. He has the potential to be one of the elite point guards in this league. He can be an all-star. You retain Lonzo Ball. The Pelicans are looking at having three all-stars in their starting rotation, all of them under the age of 25. This is an ideal situation. Three players in your starting lineup who are going to be entering their prime at the same time. Hire the right head coach, add a couple of pieces to improve the bench, and you're looking at a championship contender in New Orleans for the next decade. Instead, David Griffin's worried about money. What if we pay Lonzo and he doesn't live up to his contract? Is he really worth $25 million a year? On the court, is Lonzo Ball worth $25 million right now? No, probably not. Is he improving? Is he heading in that direction? Yes. But none of that matters. That doesn't matter. The reason Lonzo Ball's worth $100 million right now is because he's the key to keeping your franchise player in New Orleans. It's as simple as that. If David Griffin allows Lonzo Ball to walk, Zion Williamson will be gone within 2 years. I don't give a damn who he acquires in a sign and trade. What if he gets Zach LaVine from the Bulls? Who cares? Zach LaVine, he's a good two guard. But he's a scorer. He is a shoot-first player. The Pelicans already have guys who can score. Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, they can give you 50, 60 points a game between them. New Orleans needs a floor general. And they already have him. All we need is David Griffin to put the contract on the table. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. This should be the easiest decision that David Griffin makes this offseason. You have a team that struggles defensively, and you're thinking about letting one of the best defenders walk? If you judge Lonzo Ball off stats alone, you could not justify a $100 million contract. But stats are misleading. A lot of what Lonzo Ball adds to this team can't be measured on a stat sheet. Dennis Rodman was not a statistical monster. He wasn't impressive on paper. Listen to Michael Jordan, though. He'll tell you. The Bulls, they don't win championships in Chicago without Dennis Rodman. It's the same with Lonzo Ball. Thing is, He has stated multiple times in the past that he likes playing in New Orleans. He wants to play in New Orleans. He actually prefers New Orleans over bigger markets like Los Angeles. He's like the girl begging to stay with the dude who gives her no attention. If David Griffin doesn't bring back Lonzo Ball within 2 years, he's going to be at the airport in New Orleans right along with Zion Williamson. Except Zion, he's going to be flying to a playoff team, while David Griffin is going to be flying to the unemployment line. All right, what do you guys think? Right now, is Lonzo Ball the most important piece in New Orleans? If the Pelicans don't re-sign him, will they lose Zion Williamson? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.